In the news today, the Coeur d'Alene School District will be asking voters to approve a $50 million two-year supplemental levy. A simple majority is needed for it to pass. What's at stake is about a fifth of Coeur d'Alene's annual budget. The largest slice of the levy, $7.2 million, is set for teacher and staff compensation, and about $4.6 million goes into maintenance and transportation staffing. Also today, the West Bonner County School District will be asking voters to approve a two-year, $4.7 million levy. The proposed levy amount is roughly 33% of the district's annual operating budget and would replace the levy ending June 30th. The levy will be designed for safety and security facility improvements and the district's school resource officer. Elsewhere, the Idaho Office of School Safety is on a deadline. The goal is to start getting $20 million in state grants out the door within a few weeks so schools can work on safety upgrades during the first weeks of the summer break. That, in turn, would allow schools to work while buildings are empty and wrap up their projects before fall. The 2023 legislature approved the grants, one-time money to cover safety upgrades. The first phase of the grants won't be competitive. In essence, any school district or charter with an eligible project stands to get a chunk of this money. Schools can use the money for a number of projects, such as construction work and design, improved communication systems like PA systems or two-way radios, fire system upgrades, and camera system repairs. That's the news. I'm Jeff McLean.